With the only two undefeated teams left in the NFL taking a bye week this week, it was the NFC that put up all the points and a couple debuts for rookie quarterbacks, namely Drake May. We'll take a look at what his rookie cards are doing. Let's look at the other top takeaways and look at the top 10 players going up right now in football card value, correlating player performance with eBay sold values. Let's dig in. Number one, I'm giving to Jared Goff this week. Basically, a flawless performance here against the Cowboys. A 153.8 passer rating, blowout win. Detroit picks Dak off twice. David Montgomery gets loose and a positive game script going 80 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Sam Laporta all score touchdowns from Jared Goff here in this game. And the Detroit Lions moved to 4-1. Here's an auction that ended yesterday that with 45 bids for $230.50, PSA 10 base prism, Jared Goff rookie card. Let's go back to before the season started. We had a variety of different auctions in August, 213, 260, 181, 189. If you look at the six-month trend on that card, back in April, I mean, this card was as low as 123. So Jared Goff's stocks are up. They are climbing. This is obviously a clear playoff team. Here's also a buy it now sold on his select silver prism PSA 10 from 2016, $120. And as you can see, that card in auction before the season, DC Sports 87, was $76 on the 21st. Here's a buy it now for $105, a $125 auction back in May. So you can see how that card's bounced around. But we always look at auctions if you want that true market value. Take a few auctions here. DC Sports 87 is definitely a good one to look at. $76, so you can see how the prices have gone up. And Jared Goff, there's a big time gold vinyl out of 5 PSA 10 that sold October 6th for $3,321 from Big Boyd. And if we look at his largest transaction from yesterday, it was a 2016 Donruss laundry tag, one of one here, BGS 9. Pretty sick card, but it is base Donruss, right? But you still have that rookie card shield. You got the rookie auto. You got a really cool patch. And you've got a one-of-one here in a BGS slab. $1,258 on 52 bids. The other one was a PSA 10 red optic rated rookie auto. Serial numbered out of 50, $895.95, $895 in a buy it now. Now, real quick, before we go any further, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips, all part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. And shout out to our title sponsor, CGC Cards, for pristine, crystal clear holders, guys. Potentially get a gold label, pristine 10. They can authenticate your event signed cards, and they have bulk submissions as low as $11 on a 25 card minimum with a $500 declared value on the raw card. Don't have to assume the 10 grade and jump through all these hoops like you do with PSA. And the sold data coming out gets better and better for them. They are ranked amongst the top three grading companies in the hobby right now. You got to check out cgccards.com for your football card grading needs. Now back to the video. Number two, I'm sticking with the NFC North, and I'm going with rookie quarterback Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick. The Bears are now 4-2. The last 3 weeks, they've been incredible. The Jags moved to 1-5. Wow. But Caleb, 124.3 passer rating. He throws four touchdowns in this game. DeAndre Swift has absolutely been unlocked now the past 3 weeks. He's getting 5.4 yards per carry. Cole Kmet and Keenan Allen with big game here. Two touchdowns each. The NFC North is the first division since 2002 to have all four teams with at least four wins through week six. And check out these Buy it now is on Caleb Williams, 2024, tops now, non-serial number, $50 in a buy it now. You can see another one here going $75 in a buy it now. So make sure you're pricing your cards out right. I would actually say this is a $100 card buy it now, at least, because look at what the Jaden Daniels are selling for now, $250 in a buy it now yesterday, $250 in an auction, $300 in an auction. So guys, these cards are incredibly hot, incredibly liquid for rookie quarterbacks that have limited supply of professional NFL rookie cards, especially ones that are graded highly like these in the PSA 10 slab. And so you have to anticipate that they could potentially go up. These guys are proving to be very good. So you want to try and add in at least a 20 to 30% additional increase to what you're listing them at to capitalize. If they don't sell, you can always drop your price back down. But that's why I love selling in a buy it now and trying to capitalize on some of those impulse buys. That right there is incredible. Caleb Williams' largest sale from yesterday was a Topps Now rookie auto from draft night. 5 out of 5, serial numbered out of 5, got the book in here, sold for $9,999. You also had his horizontal card with a little patch in there out of 10 with an auto as well. Says go Chicago. Got $5,100 in auction. This is where things get interesting because you compare Caleb to Jaden, and the Caleb you just saw selling for almost 10 grand yesterday, the same one for Jaden, this is a redemption, but we had $6,479. Now, Jaden has, it's been a few weeks. Jaden's been breaking out now since week two, okay? So even week one, he had a solid first start against my Buccaneers. But even going back to September 29th here, you see that card. Now, it is not a 5 of 5, so I do believe there's a little bit of additional value placed on the bookend. But you see the 3 out of 5 here, Jaden, that sold for $7,750. Therefore, I think you've got to share the top second spot there with Jaden Daniels. Caleb Jaden Daniels, even though Jaden lost his game, it was a close game, well-fought game. The Commanders defense just could not stop Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson on the ground. Jaden still playing at an incredible level here in his rookie season. Number 3, we're going to give it to Jordan Love because he plays for the Green Bay Packers, also in the NFC North, guys. They get a nice win here over the Cards. He throws 4 touchdowns, 119.5 rating, hooking up with Romeo Doubs for 2, Watson for a big 44-yard one, and Jaden Reed, 2. The Packers are now 4-2, like I mentioned. And look, four out of 5, as 2 is still battling concussion protocol, but 4 out of 5 of the 2020 quarterbacks that are all starters in the NFL won yesterday. So big day for 2020 quarterbacks. Jordan Love here, as you can see in terms of sales, let's look at 180 days. He is peaking the charts in sales on his base Prism card in 2 out of these 6 scenarios with Joe Burrow. So let's look at some big-time sales of Jordan Love this past weekend. We had a Panini Honors Gold 5 out of 5 PSA 10. Honors a lower-ranked set, but this is a rookie auto. It is a PSA 10, and it is gold. So some reason the seller took a big discount. I guess the buyer was good for it, paid right away. They took their $4,500 and ran, especially if you pull that out of a pack, you're still making a lot of money there, right? But $4,500 on that was his largest, but it was also listed at $10,000. So let's see if we can find another one here. So yeah, we sat that same one. See, same one sold for $10,000, probably didn't get paid for. And then it sold again for $4,500. Did get paid for it. It's a little interesting there. Let's see what else we got here. That's Patrick Mahomes. Some seller is comparing Mahomes to Jordan Love. Okay, here we go. On the 10th, there was a Kaboom PSA 10. Absolutely love the Kaboom. My favorite case hit by far. Almost $5,000 in auction. $4,449. Let's check in on Jordan Love's rookie ticket auto and see what that is doing. In a PSA 10, $1,951 in an auction yesterday from Probstein. That, compared to where it was back in August, has not moved much. You can see it's basically the same as it was before the season. And as you can see here, keep in mind different variations. This is a short print variation with the helmet. This is the base variation, SGC 10 920, compared to the PSA 10 that recently sold on October 6th for $1,500, about 75% of the value there. Have the PSA 9 on his base rookie ticket autos, though, selling for $700. I got to think if the Packers make the playoffs, that card goes up a little bit. But obviously, his values are up big time from this point last year, and his value, his overall long-term stock continues to rise as this supply continues to deplete. As you can see, he's only about $500 behind Joe Burrow now in terms of rookie ticket auto PSA 10 value. His Jordan Love's at $1,500, Joe Burrow's at $2,125. Little bit ahead of Jalen Hurts now. The latest on Jalen Hurts, October 10th, $1,400. Jalen very happy to have his primary weapons, AJ Brown and Devonta Smith, back in action, where he hooked up with both of those guys in this game. AJ Brown going 6 for 116 yards and a touchdown. Devonta Smith getting a touchdown. They were his favorite targets, and they had a big win over the Browns. By the way, the Browns are now 1-5. The Chargers get a win here. We're looking at the short print variation of Justin Herbert's rookie ticket auto in a BGS 9-5, 1825. So obviously a little bit behind Love and Burrow there. That is the short print variation. Let's see if I can't find a base variation here. Here's a 10-10. This is back on September 22nd for Herbert, 2050. Herbert not having to throw the ball a lot. I mean, once again, J.K. Dobbins goes off. Kamani Vidal actually having himself a decent game here. Herbert not having to do a ton. And they're playing solid defense. So obviously, they played a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix. And overall, got the W. Now let's take a look at CJ Stroud, who is just running away with this 2023 draft class here. I mean, Anthony Richardson should be back, but Joe Flacco has made him look very pedestrian. And then also, Bryce Young and Will Levis look like bench warmers at this point. They look like they're bound for the clipboard. In fact, Bryce Young looked pretty content goofing around with Andy Dalton on the sideline, holding that clipboard for him. But C.J. Stroud here throwing three touchdowns, 100.5 passer rating, carving up the Patriots. I mean, their running backs go off. You had a blowout win over the Patriots here, guys. And we'll talk about Drake May in just a second because this was his NFL debut. But Joe Mixon back in action, lit up the scoreboard. Damian Pierce even got himself a breakaway run. Tank Dell actually had his biggest game of the season. And I think that's courtesy to Nico Collins being out for the next 3 weeks. And with CJ Stroud having over 15,000 different rookie cards, in a large part thanks to Topps Composite, he has a ton of sales, but this has affected the prices of his general base cards. As you can see, his base Prism that used to, I would say, about, what is it, 7-8 months ago, would sell for $40 raw, now only sells for $10 to $15. And that's a effect of dilution, dilution. The market has been diluted, saturated, I guess I should say, with a ton of cards for CJ Stroud. He now has the most different number of rookie cards on Trading Card Database out of any player in the NFL, with over 15,000 different cards, each with their own print runs. So let's look at a couple orange discos here. And those were all selling for $140 to $120. Very, very solid transactions. However, that card for Joe Burrow can get quite pricey. You can see here, October 4th, a $102.50 auction. There's a PSA 10 for $500. We do have a CSG in the old label, which you can get this re-slab for $5. This is $150. So talking about that great sold data there for CGC is another great example there. But check out this one, which, yes, I'll agree, the picture's great. The centering does look good. But 600 $600 2 days ago? That one's a little suspect if you ask me, just because it's so much higher than all these other ones. But you can see the PSA 9 is 120, so it's kind of right in line with CJ Stroud, although CJ Stroud has way more rookie cards, so keep that in consideration. Also, Joe Burrow's had a slow start here to his season. But let's look at that data for Jordan Love, the cheesehead. All right, let's make sure you're looking at the rookie card. Don't fall for this. They put maybe rookie classification, but that's not. That's a 2021. The Raw just selling for just $60 on Jordan Love there. Would have to examine this centering though on Raw. There's a lot of variables like surface, centering, corners. You want to consider those for sure. But here's a $70 buy now. So when I look at this sector of the market, this is what I would attack for Jordan Love. I think orange is a great color match. And as you can see here, compared to Stroud, compared to Burrow, Jordan Love definitely has room to go up on this card specifically. So this is what I think is a good spot to target Jordan Love. All right, now CJ Stroud's largest transaction from game day yesterday was a flawless college uniform card here. Ohio State's a big college. Also, flawless is a big brand, and you have an on-card rookie auto. Serial numbered out of 20, PSA 10, auto 10. Big time transaction here, $5,000. Marked down from 8,500. You also had his select gold, 2 out of 10. Now check this out, guys. This is how popular the gold parallel is. Serial numbered out of 10. It might be select, it might be concourse, but it is CJ Stroud and it is gold. This closed for $6,100 in auction. That card on the bottom end for a guy like Keanu Benton, all right, sells for just $36. Sidney Brown, 34. DeMario Douglas, 99 cents. Are you kidding me? Now that was a snipe. DeMario Douglas was Drake May's favorite target here. They don't call him Pop Douglas for no reason. I mean, this guy's got juice. All right, now we're looking at the Jahmyr Gibbs in a PSA 10 for 560. That's compared to CJ Stroud at 6,000. The Anthony Richardson would be the closest thing that I could find. This is the suite level, so this is a tier above concourse. It's supposed to be more desirable, a little bit more rare than concourse, but yet it's gold out of 10. So gold out of 10 is gold out of 10, guys. And then it comes down to aesthetics and the other elements of the card and picture and everything. But Anthony Richardson, 1,025. So you can see how much CJ Stroud is head and shoulders above anybody else in the 2023 draft class. All right, guys, a lightning round. I got to hit you with my other top takeaways. I've given some great analysis, I think, on a couple different draft classes and comparing different guys' cards against each other. And I think you've got to do that to get a good understanding where things are valued at. But I'm still recovering from Hurricane Milton last week, still trying to get back on track with everything. So let me run down a couple other takeaways. Another guys that I would put in the top 10, but I just don't have time right now to go through their cards, kind of share those specific details. But if we go back to Thursday night, Brock Purdy had another great game here, 129.3 passer rating, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, gets the dub, 2 to Kittle, 1 to Debo. What's going on with Brandon Ayuk, man? Since signing the extension, he's really not done a whole lot. In terms of defensive players, got to look at Nick Bosa. His values are super high with TJ Watt and Aiden Hutchinson, among others. Nick Bosa wreaked havoc on Geno Smith in that game. We talked about Caleb. We talked about all the guys that he was hooking up with in that game. Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, also two super premium, you know, rushing threats. Lamar Jackson as a quarterback, I mean, very good game here. Zay Flowers also got loose in this game, going 9 for 132. He's a guy with very expensive cards that I would compare across the draft class to guys like Gibbs, Jahmyr Gibbs, and see where he's at. Also, Mark Andrews finally found the end zone here. Honorable mention in that Packers game was Trey McBride. He continues to rise in dynasty stock. And when you rise in dynasty fantasy stock, you rise in football card value because the supply slowly dwindles down as the demand goes up. Shout out to the high school teacher that did a whole case study on Jaden Daniels' rookie card for his economics, high school economics class to teach the kids supply and demand. It was pretty cool. Topps did a whole post on it on their Instagram. Impressive target shares for Trey McBride every game. 20%+ target shares. He generates yards after the catch. He gets open all the time. This is a guy that you definitely want to have exposure to in the hobby. We talked about Drake May. His pointing select XRCs are on the way up. They were $500. Go look at your eBay sold. See what they're at now. I bet you they've gone up to at least $750 or more. I'll do a look at those with Carter tomorrow on the live stream. So make sure you tune in to Carter and I as we dissect more of the market and all things NFL and football card related. But May has already thrown more touchdowns, 3 touchdowns this game, than Jacoby Brissett has all season. So, as a rookie with early first-round draft capital and playing for a huge market in the New England Patriots, that's all you need, guys. There was a bump when the news was released. All right? We've got to talk about the Bucs, man. 4-2, baby. Just running up the scoreboard on the Saints here. Sean Tucker, second-year guy who's got some juice. Bucky Irving with a really cool highlight, man, breaking tackles. Baker throwing hits. Chris Godwin goes nuclear in this game, absolutely nuclear. He's definitely on the top 10 this week. Guys, I told you, Tony Pollard is back. Make Carter eat his words this week as well, because Tony Pollard is in one of the top echelon of running back in the league throughout the first 6 weeks. 5.5 yards per carry. Gets another 93 yards and a touchdown. He's the only bright spot on the Titans. And maybe if Wet Levis could throw any type of accurate pass, maybe Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins would do something too. But not so much for Levis. They need a new quarterback there. The Steelers are 4-2. Fields is not really getting it done through the air, but on the ground, him and Najee destroyed the Raiders in this game. And the Minshew experiment's over, guys. Aiden O'Connell takes over. He got a small spike from the news in his cards, but right back down. Maybe you flipped him a couple. But ultimately, he fell short in this game. Just a 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 79.9 passer rating. Nothing to write home about, but the Steelers are a tough defense. Don't lose hope, because Aiden O'Connell, I think, is a guy that can surge at some point. But Fields and Najee just gashing these guys up on the ground in this game. Multiple touchdowns each, going off, getting loose. Bijan Robinson finally has him a game here, guys. 15, 95, and 2. Thing is, Tyler Allgeier also having him a game. One of the best handcuffs running backs in the league. Especially if his values are just like a 15th or so of Bijan Robinson, and if he's a lot lower than other guys in his draft class from 2022. Tyler Allgeier, real interesting guy there. They go off against the Panthers. Not a great team, right? But Falcons down 4-2. And Joe Burrow, guys, we talked about him. We did a quick examination. But that 47-yard rushing touchdown from Burrow, reaching almost 20 mile per hour on the run, impressive. And Chase Brown would be an honorable mention. Thought it was going to be Zach Moss, but ultimately I wrote up Chase Brown earlier this offseason as well on footballcardquest.com for premium members. Chase Brown, you want exposure to these kind of offenses, even if they are the backup. Get whichever one's cheaper, like David Montgomery versus Jahmyr Gibbs kind of situation. So eventually they're going to have their day, and this was Chase Brown's day. Another breakaway for him in this game, big time. So enjoy the game tonight. You got the Jets here. What are they taking on? Yeah, that's right, the Bills. So this is a must-win situation for the Bills, I think. I might start losing some value, but I think the Bills will get things done here against the Jets. But that's a fun AFC matchup to watch. So enjoy the Monday night game and tune in to Carter and I tomorrow, and we'll talk some more football card and football card action. Peace.